Embattled SAD-6 Superintendent Frank Sherburn resigned last night after weeks of heavy criticism over apparent nepotism violations. As Robbie Feinberg reports, his resignation brings an end to a lengthy saga.
For weeks, parents in Maine School Administrative District 6 have been clamoring for Superintendent Frank Sherburn to leave his post. It all started earlier this month when Sherburn's son, who was hired as an education technician within the district, was convicted of sexually assaulting a teenager in another district. Then the State Department of Education said that Sherburn's son hadn't received the proper credentials to work in the classroom and also hadn't undergone a state background check. Last week, the SAD-6 school board ruled that all of that added up to violating the district's nepotism policies. However, it decided not to discipline the superintendent. Many parents weren't happy about that. One parent, Amanda Cooper, even filed a formal complaint with the State Department of Education, asking the state to launch its own investigation. She talked about it in an interview last week.
I'm an educator, and I shouldn't have to explain to my 8-year-old who that man is on television, why he's on television, and why he was in his classroom.
During a school board meeting on Monday night, Cooper and others finally got what they wanted. After hours of closed-door meetings, SAD-6 board chair Rebecca Bowley emerged with an agreement the board had reached with Sherburn. The superintendent would resign and receive a $40,000 severance package. Bowley said it was a good deal and a way to help the district move past the incident quickly.
The severance agreement that we negotiated with the superintendent will avoid a legal battle with associated legal cost and decisiveness and will bring closure to this matter and allow the board to turn its attention on the important issues facing our district.
The board agreed and voted for the agreement, and many in the audience also applauded the move. As for new leadership, the district has already appointed a new acting superintendent. Its assistant superintendent, Michael Roy, took over the post on Monday night. The Maine Department of Education declined to comment for this story. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.